Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This, what is it, Wednesday morning show. We've got the phone lines open for you here this full hour of the show. If you got something you want to call in and talk about, some of our radio stations, some of our affiliate stations in the last hour got a chance to do a little radio town hall meeting with Montana's Western District Congressman Ryan Zinke, and fielding a whole bunch of different questions, callers from several locations across Montana as well. And, you know, we got the latest on the Schumer shutdown. And when will the Schumer shutdown of the federal government finally be over with? We thought it would be after he had his big No Kings party over the weekend, that then Chuck Schumer, after kissing the ring of the radical leftists at the No Kings rally, then he would finally agree to allow a handful of Democrat senators to finally open up the federal government. But it seems like he's digging in now, because the radical leftists that were at the No Kings rallies don't want them to open the government. They want them to keep fighting instead. So it could go maybe till at least November 1st is what Congressman Zinke is thinking, based off of what the Democrats are saying. But into the phone lines we go. Let's start with a caller. We've got John in the Flathead. John, what's on your mind? Thanks for your call.
You bet, Aaron. One, I wanted to find out whether in the new ballroom in the White House, the president had to get a residential, international residential building permit, or it was a commercial permit. That'd be my first question of curiosity. The second question is, why did they call it No Kings? What about kings, queens, non-binary, they, she, transgender, and go through the whole LGBTQ community? And finally, why do we call them illegal aliens instead of trespassers if we're a sovereign nation, sovereign states, and we know what police do with trespassers? They go and they arrest them and remove them and fine them. So why are they not trespassers within our country?
Or better yet, invaders, right? Better yet, straight-up invaders, which you could call them as well. Yeah, great point about the so-called No Kings movement. I remember when Jeff Laszlofy at the Montana Family Foundation pointed out how the left was claiming there were 600 different genders. That would be a very long title for their left-wing temper tantrum if they had to insert 600 different genders into their so-called No Kings headline, right?
Absolutely. And is this not gender discrimination with all the Zoe Zephyrs and all the individuals out there of that nature?
Yeah, great question. I love, too, your question about, okay, so here's the left freaking out about President Trump building a beautiful new ballroom at the White House. Could you imagine if you had to try to build something like that in Bozeman? And the regulations, I mean, you can't build anything practically in Bozeman with all the big regulations there. All right, back after this.
Montana Talks, where you get the mic. Call in now at 406-294-0970. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
Yeah, a lot of conversation it came up during that radio town hall meeting with Congressman Ryan Zinke with the latest on the Schumer shutdown of the federal government. So folks who were able to hear that, continuing to jump in on the conversation here. Yeah, keep it coming. 406-294-0970. This is your chance to be heard all across Montana. I think we've got next Fran in Missoula on the phone lines. Fran, what's on your mind? Thanks for calling in.
Once again, the government shut down. So I ask Representative Zinke to stand up to Speaker Johnson and ultimately to President Trump and forcefully act to insist the government shutdown end, even if it means breaking with your colleagues. Be a hero, please. Stand up, stand out. While people face hunger and lose their jobs, the House casts blame, stubbornly fails to find a compromise. I beg you to break from that entrenchment. And I suggest that we stop paying our representatives until they act on our behalf, not on Trump's behalf.
So let's go with the assumption that, Congressman Zinke does what you're asking and goes to Trump and goes to Speaker Johnson, but it's not their government shutdown. Chuck Schumer and a handful of Senate Democrats are the ones that voted against a clean continuing resolution to keep the government up and running. All they need to do is get a tiny handful of Democrat senators to get the government back up and running, and the government is back up and running. I mean, Senate Democrats like Chuck Schumer consistently argued dozens of times before that we should do this very thing, pass a clean continuing resolution and get the government up and running. But now Schumer is refusing to do that.
So my answer to that is the job of the House is to find compromise on both sides, not to cast blame. And whatever is happening at the House, as you describe it, needs to be secondary to the needs of the American people. We, the people, demand that the House, both sides, but in this case, Zinke doing better than he has been, to get the government open. I want him to stand up and stand out, stand against the entrenchment, stand for the people.
Well, there already is a compromise. It's called passing a clean continuing resolution, passing the spending at the current levels right now, getting the government back up and running, and then you go back to the table and get the rest of the appropriations bills across the finish line. It really is that simple. And that's why I think the best thing you could do. The other day I saw that Cora Newman is this far-left state senator in Bozeman. She did a PR event with Democrat Senator Patty Murray out of Washington State. Cora Newman could have right then and there called on Patty Murray to stop voting to shut the government down. And if she got Patty Murray and just a tiny handful of others, the government shutdown would have been over. But instead, you know, Senate Democrats are bowing to these far-left radicals and these so-called No Kings protests that we saw over the weekend, where even in your town of Missoula, they were calling for violence against law enforcement agents, calling for ICE to be crushed. Was what some of the signs read. In fact, this was President Trump talking about Chuck Schumer and why Chuck Schumer is refusing to compromise, refusing to get the government back up and running because he is facing these calls to keep the fight up from the radical left.
But he would be, I would say he would be the leader of the party. It's not Schumer. Schumer's shot. He's shot. This poor guy, I feel sorry for him. I've known him for a long time, but he's I think he's mentally gone. He's been beat up by young, radical lunatics. And I think Chuck Schumer is, he's gonzo. I really do. I think he's probably not going to run. It shows that he's losing in every poll. Now, this is hard. You know, he wants to meet with me. It's sort of hard to meet with a guy after I make a statement like that, but I'm just giving you the facts. I think Chuck is probably finished. I know some people, Democrats, that would be good. Some good politicians and some, you know, reasonable people. But I understand that they would not have a chance of, you know, getting even the concept of holding the torch. They're not going to get it. But they have some people that I really believe they're low IQ people. They're stupid people. And they seem to be leading the party.
He said Chuck Schumer, he believes he is gonzo. Chuck Schumer is gonzo. That's pretty funny. 406-294-0970. Let me see. Yeah, Caden, send the next caller our direction here. I know we've got several callers on the phone lines. Just send any caller down the line. I thought that was Fran in Missoula. So maybe Pam is still on the line. If not, send Pam or Fran, whoever. This is Montana Talks, so everybody gets a chance to be heard across Montana. Just send the next caller our way. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson calling out the radical left for playing political games while they keep the federal government shut down as well.
Do not let them distract you from the facts. The American people would have an open government if Democrats were not terrified of their radical base That is the headline. Every single one of you should write that. That's the ugly truth. The Democrats are not governing in good faith. They're covering their own tail. They're out here decrying the so-called forthcoming health care crisis, they say. It's the one that they themselves created. The Democrats created Obamacare. They're the ones that created a subsidy with an expiration date. They're the ones that did all of this. Republicans are trying to fix it. And they're trying to blame Republicans for the crisis they themselves created. They cry foul when we won't bail them out of their own shutdown. I don't have anything to offer, as I've explained. I don't have any partisan priority I can pull off of the CR to make it more palatable for them.
All right, we'll hold it right there. Quick break. Phone lines are open for you. You can also message us on the Montana Talks app. With National...
Tackling the issues that shape our state. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, hey, bear with us on the phone lines here for just a second. Our producer, Caden, is just rebooting his system here real fast. I think what happens is we had so many great phone calls come in that it might have just given us a temporary little blip there. So give it a second or so. We'll let you know when our producer's back up so that you can call and get on the phone lines. Because, yeah, I know we had several great folks wanting to get on the show, so we'll work to get to you here in just a second. Or, hey, I'll tell you what, send me your phone number on the Montana Talks app. Send us a message, and I can probably actually just call you right here using my cell phone through our little Microsoft Teams deal. So if you want to do that, send us a message on the Montana Talks app. We'll sneak you on that way. Big update here. Do you guys remember when we reported the news? It's funny because I do commentary. Like, you know, we do commentary around here, but we end up breaking a lot of news at the same time as well. In fact, oftentimes we beat the news to the news. Have you ever noticed that? Like, here we are. We're a talk show. We do commentary. And yet we end up breaking the news that the so-called news should be breaking. You guys remember, this was over a month ago now, we shared the news that a Billings Skyview High School teacher was under investigation, had been pulled out of the classroom after allegedly celebrating the assassination of American Christian patriot and the Christian martyr Charlie Kirk. This high school debate teacher, by the way, English teacher, was allegedly celebrating the assassination of Charlie Kirk. Well, now there is an update. Both the Billings Gazette and KTVQ Television have a report. Here's the one from the Billings Gazette. A Billings Skyview High School teacher has been reassigned to another position within the district after making a comment related to the death of, they describe him as, right-wing commentator Charlie Kirk. That's from the left-wing Billings Gazette. And then you read this article from the Billings Gazette, and it's like, wow, the Billings Gazette never bothered to cover this news when it was actually news. But now here they are covering for somebody who celebrated the assassination of a political commentator, of somebody who just simply has different political beliefs or faith views than this teacher has. And the teacher has never issued in a public apology or a public explanation of, oh, here's what I meant to say, here's what I was saying, nothing. And by the way, so now the news, the newspaper and the TV station are reporting that this teacher has been reassigned to another position. Didn't Kat in Eastern Montana basically share that same information over a week ago? Now, we couldn't get confirmation from the school district at the time, but she was quoting sources close to the school district that were saying that had already happened, or at least that decision had already been made. And now this news is coming out. But yeah, it's you read this story, and I went off on X earlier this morning because it's just, once again, another example of where the liberal Lee newspapers refuses to cover the story, but then they provide cover for someone who celebrated the assassination of Charlie Kirk. We saw the same thing with this MSU Northern professor who's not even an American citizen. She's from Canada, and she's a professor at MSU Northern, and she also celebrated the assassination of Charlie Kirk. And some of these news outlets, like the Liberal-Lee newspapers, refused to cover that story when it actually happened. And then instead, what did they do? Oh, a couple weeks later, they cover for this far-left professor who is celebrating a political terrorist assassination on American soil. And she's not even an American citizen. Frankly, she should have her visa revoked, like the State Department has already done in a few instances here. So they refuse to cover the story, but then they provide cover for the people who are celebrating the assassination of Charlie Kirk. And then here's where it really gets rich. You read this Billings Gazette article, and they say this: the Gazette is not naming the teacher over concerns of furthering harassment. But then it's interesting because later on in that same story, or maybe even earlier on in that same story, they mention by name Kat in Eastern Montana, who first broke this news on X and then also shared the news that the teacher was going to be reassigned. Now, they named her in their story where they are pandering to the teachers' union leadership. She has already been the subject of death threats. You could see them on X. That she was facing death threats. Not only was she facing death threats, but they were basically threatening any of us who were sharing this information about this teacher in Billings. There were death threats against any of us who were sharing this news and sharing this information on social media. It was public. Now, I guarantee you, law enforcement is available, is aware of those death threats. You notice the Billings Gazette doesn't mention anything about those death threats. And you know they're aware of it. You know they're aware that these death threats were made against the people who exposed a school teacher celebrating a political terrorist assassination. But they just refused to report it. So here's the Billings Gazette saying, well, we're not going to name the teacher over concerns of furthering harassment. If this teacher endorses political violence against people who they disagree with, this teacher is a public safety threat. This teacher is a threat to a classroom environment. And you're not going to name a threat to a classroom environment? And here's what really ticks me off. There might be some of you out there listening to the show right now who serve in law enforcement. You think about it. If there was an officer-involved shooting that took place yesterday, doesn't matter how justified the officer-involved shooting was. It doesn't matter whether they made the wrong call or not. Doesn't matter who the officer-involved shooting involved. Drug cartel operatives, gangbangers, some of the most hardened criminals you can imagine. The Billings Gazette would bend over backwards to name that police officer in public. And the TV station would do the same thing. And if the police station didn't give that name, they would sue the police department to demand that information. Oh, but when it comes to a left-wing teacher celebrating the political assassination on American soil, when probably a majority of the kids in his class share the beliefs of Charlie Kirk, Nope, we're not going to name this teacher because people are so outraged at this and what's going on in some of these public schools. Well, we don't want the teacher to be criticized any more than he already is. But you'll name Kat in Eastern Montana, who's been subject to death threats. They named me, but that's fine. Throw my name in there. That's all right. Yeah, I covered the news. I talked about the news. Why didn't the Billings Gazette cover the news? But that's my point here, is that these liberal media outlets, they will refuse to name a teacher who has celebrated a political terrorist assassination on American soil, but they'll name a cop in a heartbeat. Cops deal with hardened criminals. This teacher deals with school kids. And yet they don't want to name this teacher? I mean, it's just, again, and I agree with David Noble. By the way, our friend David Noble, I see he's still on vacation He is still on vacation, and yet he's jumping in on the conversation on X. He says this: the one thing we know from the previous election results is that it remains a top priority for conservatives to expose the media. Yeah, we mentioned this earlier this year when we were covering the Montana legislature, that you watch, it doesn't matter what last year's election results said. It doesn't matter what the people of Montana said very loud and clear. You watch as the media will act like none of it ever happened. They'll act like none of it ever happened. And they'll come back with this same biased coverage, whether it's on the transgender issue, whether it's on the illegal alien issue, whether it's simply on tax relief. They'll just act like the November 2024 elections never happened. They'll just act like Republicans didn't win every statewide office by 20%. They'll just pretend it just never happened, and they'll keep pumping out this biased propaganda. And that's exactly what you're seeing right here. The other thing that also needs to be pointed out here is yesterday, what did we talk about on this show? We talked about the fact, we had a young Finley Warden exposing the fact that basically the MFPE, the Montana Federation of Public Employees, a teachers union, was pushing this woke, anti-American agenda at their teachers conference, not just last year, not just last October of 2024, but this year, just last week. And yet, go back to this story about this teacher in Billings. The teachers union does not believe that that teacher should be allowed to be reassigned. The teachers union, and I'll bet you if you went out and asked other school teachers in Billings, they would be like, well, of course that teacher should be reassigned, if not fired, but not the union leadership. The hardcore leftist union leadership, the same teachers union leadership that smacked their own teachers in the face with an unpopular mask mandate, is the same teachers union leadership in Billings that is rallying around and defending this guy who celebrated the assassination of Charlie Kirk. And has stayed silent since that point, by the way. And it's just another reminder that apparently you, the people of Montana, don't control your schools. School District 2 doesn't even control their schools. They have to bow down and kiss the ring of the kings at the teachers' union.
This is where Montana talks ag with Lane Nordlund.
As ranchership calves hear this fall, many are finding that late summer rains across much of the region help put more pounds on their calves than expected. Rancher Jake Fettis is a rep for Superior Livestock Video Auction, and I caught up with him as he was loading cattle near Tracy, Montana.
Like right now, they're loading trucks. We sold these heifers at 500 pounds. They came in at 541 pounds. It's been very common to see 20 to 40 pounds over our contract weight. I've only had one group come in under, and it was like 5 pounds under. I've had some yearlings 100 pounds over. I think it's really shocked everybody with how dry it was this spring, how heavy these calves are coming in.
With strong cattle prices, this fall's market is very much a seller's market, not a buyer's one.
2014 through 2016, when calves got high, everybody kept every heifer. And we rebuilt that herd probably as fast as we ever have. And I think a lot of people thought we were going to see that this go around again, and we're not. Heifer retention isn't there. They're going to feedlots. They're not getting bred.
And while today's cattle prices are impressive, it wasn't that long ago that ranchers were facing a very different market.
I went back through my spreadsheets from 2020, and we averaged like $1.47 on calves that year. So you look at where we've come in 5 years, and I think now guys are finally starting to look, you know, towards the next few years with optimism. Mm-hmm.
I'm Lane Nordlund.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide, this is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. When you've got one, you've got none. You always got to have a backup to the backup to the backup. Anybody working in radio will tell you that, because There's always a piece of equipment that eventually might fail on you or give you some hiccups, so you got to have a backup plan. Well, thankfully, we've got Phil in Bozeman on the phone lines right now using one of our backup plans. If you want to call in and be on this show, a couple of different options. Either message us your number on the Montana Talks app or give a call to our producer, Caden, at 406-294-0970 on the studio number, and then he'll relay. We'll get you on the show one way or another. Phil, what's on your mind? Glad we could get you on the show.
Oh, thank you. Two things. First, not as important, is that you mentioned how hard it was to build in Bozeman. And have you been down Main Street? We got new buildings right across from the old Wilson School, right next to the courthouse, a big apartment building, and businesses, new businesses and banks going downtown. And the armory is beautiful how it was rebuilt.
Yeah, so well, that's a good point. Yeah,
I just don't think that the statement of how getting things done in Boulder, we're doing it. We're getting a lot built.
Well, that's a good point. Now, you write that armory. Well, hold that thought for just a second, because you're right, because I'm glad you corrected me on that, because I should have been more clear. So when we talk about, you know, the trouble and the hard time building in Bozeman, the hard part is getting housing built. I caught up with our friend Eigen Graf, who's a great home builder there in Bozeman in the Gallatin Valley. And the hardest thing he says to building the big fancy homes, you can do that, right? Getting some of the businesses on, you can do that. You're right, and you're right. The Armory is a beautiful, beautiful hotel in downtown Bozeman right now. The hardest thing to do, though, is to build those single-family homes that maybe you just need a two-bedroom home or something like that, your starter home that especially those young people really need so they can get their first house. That's the hard thing, and that's why some of these housing reforms are built. In fact, it's interesting, Phil, that in Missoula, actually, I think I saw something yesterday where a lot of the city council candidates in Missoula right now are pretty much all kind of singing the same tune about housing reforms for that very reason. What else did you want to add, Phil?
I was a builder for 50 years, and it's always been hard to get the low end. It always has been because of the cost. But the most important thing is I don't understand the $20 billion is going to Argentina, and I can't see how another 20 would help Montana and Montana Ag. I own part of a ranch up here north of Great Falls, and I just do not see how that's going to benefit us. So you could explain that to me. I know you've had some people talk about it.
Yeah, no, I like the way Congressman Zinke explained it for those who were able to listen on that radio town hall, is that, look, this is about America first. It doesn't get any more America first than American beef. And so we've got to put American beef first. And I totally agree. I thought he said that really well. Interesting on that front. And let's see. Phil, thanks for the call. Great to hear from you. Interesting on that front. I see there's a Fox News radio report here as I try to simultaneously multitask here and get another caller on the phone lines with us here. I'm going to try to give a call to Colton in Billings, another caller that wants to be on the show here. The beef over beef prices, I think what President Trump was expressing a frustration over is, look, if you're a consumer and you're out there, you know, buying groceries, and what do we all want? We want beef, right? Montana beef especially. And you're looking at the price. Holy cow, are the grocery prices for beef crazy right now? Now, I fundamentally think that the answer to that is not to bring in beef from other countries. I think the answer to that is, as we know, is we have got to bring more meatpacking opportunities online here in America. And I know Montana is doing more of that, and that's what we need. We need more of that type of a capacity to come online here in America. But I think that's one thing I look forward to hearing from the cattle industry in particular, is what are we going to do to help bring down consumer prices? Because clearly there is frustration with consumer prices in particular. But the beef over beef prices, with the U.S. cattle herd at its lowest level in seven decades, and families facing surging beef prices, Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins says the Trump administration intends to ramp up American beef production. Rollins telling Fox Business that the Trump team plans to open federal lands the Biden administration had closed to grazing, and that they'll invest in smaller meat processing plants around the country. Boom, there's two very good things right there. Opening up federal lands for grazing that the Biden regime had shut down, and getting more smaller meat processing plants up and rolling around the country. All this is the latest Labor Department data shows ground beef prices up nearly 13% from a year ago, while sirloin steaks are up close to 25% in that same time. So anyway, there you go, the beef over beef prices. Let's go. I think I've got Colton in Billings on the phone line right now. Colton, I just had to call you while I was live on the radio. Are you there? Did I call
you? I am here, yes, sir.
Hey, all right, good. I'm glad we could sneak you on this show. What's on your mind this morning?
Well, I actually don't know you very well, Flint. I see that you are a veteran. I don't know if it's Navy or what, but you're a pilot. I'm an Air Force veteran myself. I served in Afghanistan. And I don't really understand how you can have... no problem. Thank you as well. And I just based off of this little bit of comfort knowledge of you, I want to know how you can look at Senator Sheehy and think that he is doing a service to our country. To me, I see him as a SEAL, as being a traitor to our country, because he is going through and supporting Donald Trump. When one out of 65 Montanans showed up for the No Kings protest, Donald Trump came out with his AI-generated jet saying King Trump and dumping shit on all
careful of the language
on your podcast.
We are on the radio, so you can't, use certain words. Yeah,
sorry about that.
So that was a funny meme from President Trump. He had some really hilarious memes.
I don't think it was funny at all. I don't understand how you think that is funny at all.
Well, you sound a little sensitive. Like, you were at the No Kings rallies.
Hey, sir, let me finish what I'm saying.
No, how about you just have a conversation? I'm putting you on a radio show. You get a chance to be heard all across Montana. You mentioned you don't know me. That's okay. It's fun to talk with you. So why do you think that Senator Tim Sheehy, a Navy SEAL who has served this country and, by the way, is advancing bipartisan wildfire legislation right now as we speak, why do you think he's a traitor?
Well, I think he's a traitor because he's backing Donald Trump as he puts out his rhetoric that he's a king.
Okay, so you were at the No Kings. You were at the No Kings protests.
I actually was not. I'm trying to leave this country because I'm so terrified that we have all these conservatives that seem to think that a kingship is what our country stands for. I think it is totally contrary to what our founding fathers wanted. Donald Trump was the popularly elected president. I think that him doing that.
He was elected. He is doing what the people elected him to do. If anybody is a traitor, and again, thanks for your service overseas, but if you were willing to defend the borders of Afghanistan, if you support an invasion of our borders in America, that would actually qualify you to be a traitor, not Tim Sheehy.
So, actually, no. So, first of all, are you aware that the Department of War, before it was converted to the Department of Defense, actually aired a anti-fascist video? And in that rhetoric, they were talking about how the Nazis came through. And the first thing that they kind of went through was their immigrants. And, you know, personally, I don't have an issue against immigrants because I think that our country was founded on immigrants.
We're not talking about immigrants. We're talking about illegal aliens who invaded this country. We're not talking about legal immigrants who came to this country legally. So, I mean, look, I'm sure you're a nice enough guy. You may have some wild and crazy views, but you sound like a nice enough guy. But look, if you despise this country and the freedoms this country was founded on so much that you want to leave the country, that you want to leave this country, where do we donate? Is there a GoFundMe page that people can help you leave the country?
Sir, the problem is not that I hate this country. I love this country. The problem is that the people that I love and that I fought for this country for are turning their back. They're spitting in our face. They're trying
to say that by upholding the laws when it comes to our border and immigration? Because we're allowed to keep more of our money in our pockets thanks to tax relief? I mean, give me a break. This is democracy. This is our republic. But you want to leave because of the way people voted, because you don't like who they voted for.
It reminds me of what you said as well. You said as well that, you know, he won. And I agree. He won 77 million to like 75 million. He won 2 million. It was less than 2% of.
But he won. That's your democracy, not a monarchy. Stand by. I'd love to keep chatting with you.
Securing America.
On Monday, Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem announced the implementation of Operation Riverwall, which will see the Coast Guard employ more than 100 boats and hundreds of personnel to better secure the Rio Grande River and further prevent illegal immigration and drug smuggling into the U.S. Speaking in Florida, Noem reflected on the progress DHS has made since President Trump took office.
Since January, the Department of Homeland Security has arrested over 480,000 criminal illegal aliens. 70% of those individuals have criminal charges against them or have been convicted of those criminal charges.
Noem pledging further.
We're not going to let individuals terrorize our streets anymore, and we're not going to let them make victims out of families that live in this country.
And adding that the efforts will continue.
We will go after them, bring them to justice, and we will save lives.
Kim Uretsky, Fox News.
Montana.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Get insight from somebody with a totally different perspective than we hear from a lot of our listeners across Montana. Sounds like he supports the invasion of this country by the criminal illegal aliens. Yeah, it was interesting. He said just a few minutes ago that he is so anti-Trump and so concerned with the people that support Trump that he is thinking about leaving this country. Fred in the Flathead sent us a message on the Montana Talks app. I would donate to get this guy off the voter rolls by having him leave the country. So he would donate to a GoFundMe or a Give, Send, Go page there. Fred in the Flathead also said this a few minutes earlier than that. Can you imagine how much less demand on housing we would have if we removed 30 million illegal immigrants, or even just think 10 million, Fred. Think what that would do. Let's see. It looks like our studio phones are back up and running. So, yeah, give us a call at 406-294-0970. I'm going to go back to Colton in Billings here in just a second. And then, yeah, it looks like our studio phones are back up and running, so we'll get to another caller as well here. I was just realizing I wanted to play an interview that I did with Grand Rude's Lefse in Scobie, but I'm going to save that for tomorrow. I'm going to save that for tomorrow because I want to keep this conversation going here with Colton and then our next caller on the phone lines. Real quick, though, Power Plus Pain Aid. Speaking of veterans, Lee started this whole deal. He created this product. It's called Power Plus Pain Aid. Think of it like an energy drink that also contains pain-relieving natural vitamins. He's a Big Fork Montana Marine. He started this product specifically because, you know, as a veteran, you get some of those aches and pains, but you still want to be active. You still got to be active. You're going to need energy. Plus, you want the pain relief. He's got it all rolled into one. Go to drinkpowerplus.com, drinkpowerplus.com. And use the code FLINT15, and you can take 15% off. All right, Colton, I see we got a couple other callers I need to get to here. But yeah, so what else did you want to share? I'll just throw it back to you.
Well, first, I just wanted to say that I actually do not support people coming into the country illegally. That is not the case at all. I think that they should come through the standard main. The second thing I wanted to go back to what I was saying is that Trump very narrowly won the popular vote. He might have got the different swing states and all that, but the point that I want to make is that if he, more or less, if you're not counting third party, he won 51 to 49, let's just say.
Okay, but
and
he won.
At that percentage, that means that, yes, But what I want to say is that he did not have a mandate, and that because of that, there should still be a bipartisan conversation and say, like, hey, we need to communicate still with the Democrats and be like, you know, have our democracy.
There is.
What is happening
there
in Congress right now is that they're ignoring them. No.
No, there is a bipartisan process. That's why it takes 60 votes to get through the Senate. And the process is some Democrats actually voted to get the government back up and running. John Fetterman is outraged at Chuck Schumer and his Democrat Party. So, yeah, John Fetterman and some others are actually working in a bipartisan manner. But Chuck Schumer and the rest of the Senate Democrats are throwing a temper tantrum and refusing to get the government back up and running. All right, good to hear from you, Colton. Thanks for calling in. Call in again. It'd be great to hear from you more often. 406-294-0970. Oh, shoot, I just hung up on that caller. That was my mistake. Jules in Lakeside, call back in. Meantime, Caden, send me Tracy in Kalispell if you can. All right, is that Tracy on the phone lines right now? Tracy, is that you?
Yes, it is. Good morning, Aaron.
Hey, good morning. What's going on?
I just have a quick comment with the Chuck Schumer shutdown. If everybody would, all the radio hosts and everyone that can do it, keep telling people that Chuck Schumer wants the health care for the illegal aliens and not for the American people, that will help. And we all know that. That's all been said by, you know, the House Speaker. And also, the American people need to just stand up and not sit down. Be respectful like you are with that wonderful caller that called in. And also, that's what the Democrats do. They put fear, horrible fear, in people's minds and thoughts. So a person that is afraid is easy to control.
Yeah, what'd you think when you heard that that gentleman call into the show? I mean, he is so dislikes Donald Trump that he wants to leave the country right now.
Well, he's got an open door. That's his prerogative. And, you know, whether you agree or disagree with the president, he is the president, and he did win overwhelmingly. And if you talk to young people everywhere, they say we needed Donald Trump because we were getting taken down by the socialists and the Biden regime, and we can't get a house. The jobs are going to the illegal aliens, and we can't get anywhere. And that's why Donald Trump won so overwhelmingly.
And he's winning with the young people. That's what's so interesting, is that he is winning with the younger generations.
Yes.
He is winning over the younger generations that support America being the free constitutional republic that she's supposed to be. And hopefully it'll stay that way for another 250 years. Yeah, we are moving away from this leftist nonsense from the 60s that has just bogged us down in national debt and cultural division and so much more. Tracy, great phone call. Great to hear from you. Sorry, we are out of time. Local